Hello, this is Patrick Widdis and welcome to Poetry Nonstop. This is the first of a series of slightly different episodes. As you'll know, if you've listened before, we usually feature a poet and give them a chance to share some poems, talk about their craft and offer ideas and inspiration for others. Those are great and I look forward to doing more of them. But when I go to poetry readings in Norwich, especially open mics, I'm blown away by the range of voices I hear, the variety of styles and the sheer talent within the local spoken word scene. I want to invite everyone I hear to come on and record a podcast. So I'm starting a series of short podcasts to showcase those Norwich poets. Just an intro and a couple of poems. I hope that in due course I'll get those poets on for full episodes, but in the meantime I can share something of the rich tapestry of words and voices that can be found in this fine city. So, without further ado, let me introduce our first poet. I've seen Rhianne Brooke perform a few times, and she never fails to make an impact. She has a strong stage presence and delivers poems that are funny and thought-provoking. She tackles hard-hitting subjects from social injustice, racism and misogyny, to mental health, anxiety and relationships, but sprinkles humour throughout. She is active on the London spoken word scene, has had a number of poems published in various anthologies, and has recently released her debut spoken word album, We Met on the Stairs of a Bungalow, on vinyl, from which multiple tracks have been played on BBC Radio. You can find out more about her, including a link to the album, on poetrynonstop.com. Here she is with a couple of poems which pull no punches. Rhianne Brooke.
In the castle every Tuesday at 3, amidst the throng of wet, pungent mouths glugging from yeasty glass tankards, sits King Darryl. Cradled by his reserved upholstered throne at table 11 by the red paint-chipped door, he purveys his perverted kith and kin, his whoring horde dirtying his domain. As his gaze navigates through the tracksuited swarm, he shoots bullet glances, each one met with recoiling, shifting eyes to the floor, ricocheting and repellent. A raucous clamour of rebellious conformists all struggling with their worth, disguising their all-consuming, suffocating disappointment with shallow jibes and derogatory spittle. Churlish mouths gurgling languid language, Darryl despises them all. The ombre mirror behind the sopping bar winks flashes of reflective regret. A nagging reminder his gnosis, his saccharine-stained truth, is safer sedated, forged to forget. His cracked index fingernail idly plucks at the familiar cigarette burn at the side of his chair. A ragged poke. A squalor-reeked choke.
Another pint, Dal.
Darryl floats on his stoic paws, his gullet dredges, his goblet nostrils filled with the wretched stench of uncleansed toil.
Go on then, Craig, you knobhead.
Woman, you are immaculate, just silver-plated in fraud, a man-made crust caked on umbilical cord, golloping artificial mantras until saturated in loathing we swell. Daughters pleading for us to quell laws written about our bodies by gaggles of men who confuse walking in our shoes with sliding in our DMs, objectifying our fractured frames and scoring us out of 10. Let's break the bias for if not now, when? Because let's get one thing straight. There'd be a 3-week working month if men were to menstruate, and sanitary products would all be free. Wouldn't that be great? How has it taken until 2021 for them not to be taxed? If men had ovaries, they'd be delivered in hampers with appropriate snacks. And at least have the decency to get her anatomy right. You see, her vagina is mainly out of sight. So to impress and really indulge her, make sure you know that that part you're admiring is actually her vulva. Now, that might seem slightly pernickety and daft until she's wanking off your testicles whilst gently cupping your shaft. And yes, she has a hole she is gagging for you to fill and to pack. A gaping chasm called the gender pay gap. Because is it really too much to ask to be paid the same wage for doing the same task? We are all gorging on what's always been, instead of tantalising our taste buds with the unseen. Start questioning society and patriarchal creations, the uneven playing fields and the wars between nations, those nuclear chodes, penises cocked and ready. Poked egos, the slightest of knocks, and the world is unsteady. But woman, don't worry your pretty little head with the descent of man. Yes, yes, we know you have a far more intelligent plan. But for now, just smile, make eye contact, dress nice, be chatty and agree with his view. But not so much he might want to fuck you. Because what was the poor guy supposed to do? Unfortunately, his actions are all down to you. The onus on male violence needs to be shifted back to men. So for all those who've been victim blamed, I'll say it again. Woman, you are immaculate. Just silver plated in fraud. And of this game we're all playing, you're right to be bored. For we're not to be toyed with, and I hope the next gen will be done with playing Barbie in a world made for Ken. So let's break the bias, for if not now, when?